Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I have Pamela on from our group on today. Good morning, Pam.
Thank you. Good morning.
Pam is a licensed real estate agent, and she's licensed in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, and joined the Eric Stewart Group in the last year, and has gotten rave reviews from our clients. And I want to introduce you to Pam, tell a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how long you've been practicing real estate, and why you joined our group.
Oh, okay. I'm originally from Iran. We migrated here in 1970. I've been licensed since 1985.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah, it's been that long.
It's longer than me.
Yes, yes.
I started in 87, so you, wow, I should be looking up to you.
I do D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, and I enjoy real estate tremendously. I like first-time home buyers and all kinds of clients.
Recently, you helped one of our clients sell their home, and they loved working with you and sent me a fantastic email. We're going to have them on as a guest on the show in the future. What I heard and what I've heard from other people that have worked with you is just the absolute care you give. It's like you lead people through the process the way that we at the Eric Stewart Group preach that we're going to do. We'll lead you as opposed to reacting through the process. And you work with one agent. So if you were to work with Pam, you'd work with Pam from the beginning all the way through to the end. Tell us a little bit about that. Why that works so well.
It works very well because we do the process from A to Z. We simplify everything. We accommodate people. Some people don't do email. Some people don't do text. Some people don't like to be bothered. So at Eric Stewart Group, we accommodate all kinds of people.
That's well said. So, and in fact, you know, we offer a toll-free number if people want to register. We have a seminar series coming up just this coming week, actually. That'll be on the 11th in North Bethesda, and it'll be on the 12th in Tyson's Corner. So you can call toll-free if you'd like to register at 800-900-9104. Or go to our website and register there, and you can pick the time of the day, either 10, 10:30, 2, or 7, depending upon the day and the location. And like you said, you provide people communication where they're at, as opposed to expecting them to come to you. You go to where they are.
For sure, all the time. We make it fun. We make it simple.
We do have a good time.
Yeah, we do have a good time. And one thing I always tell them, as many years that I've been doing this business, every time I buy or sell for myself, I'm a nervous wreck. Uh-huh. And they love to hear that. And I tell them we're going to temporarily be married, so we're going to communicate any way that you like. And they love that. They love hearing that. We make it fun.
I like that. We're temporarily going to be married, so we're going to communicate, right?
Exactly. They love to hear that.
So when you are marketing a piece of real estate for a seller within our group, what do you find is the most successful means of generating buyer interest?
The way we market the property from A to Z, we will not go on the market until we are very happy with the way the property looks. And that's why we always tell the sellers this is the time to contact us. If you're planning to go on the market next year, 6 months from now, or 2 years from now, this is the time you have to get in touch with us, because we simplify the process for you. And once we go on the market, within 2 weeks, we're under contract, and we make the process as easy and painless as possible.
Right, but there's a protection. I think it's easy to sell a property, and sometimes you'll hear that, somebody sold it quickly, they could have sold it for more. How do we protect people from underselling their property? How do you feel like we sell the value of the real estate, but yet we sell it quickly, so we're effective at communicating the value so we get the right price? We have tools like the way we enter the market in the quiet listing phase before it's ever come on the open market to try to get a price that's a little bit higher before you've spent the money on preparing the property. That works for us in some cases. In other cases, we'll put a home on the market and wait a week before we look at offers so that we see the property sell for more money by virtue of multiple contracts coming in on the property. Have you seen any of that this year?
Yes. In fact, one of my listings, we sold it through quiet time, and she wanted to meet with me next year. She's going to be coming on the show in a couple of weeks. And I said, no, this is the time that you meet with me. And then I went there and I explained the process. And then she was starting the process, but we found a buyer before we even went live on the market. So she's very happy with the way we are handling things.
Fantastic. That kind of conviction that you carried, she listened, she followed, and she was successful in selling without a sign, without a lockbox, without any of that.
Without any of that.
And got a fantastic price. And,
yes, she's very happy.
She'll be on the show.
And, you know, this real estate buying and selling, it's always a process. If all buyers and sellers listen to us, because we've been in the business for a long time, everything will be simple. Everything will go smoothly.
That's fantastic.
For both sides.
Yeah, I agree with you. 1,000%. 30 years in the business for me, 32 for you.
Yes. Even though I'm 29.
You're the old timer now. That's funny. Hey, if you'd like to talk to Pam Milan about your upcoming home sale, feel free to give us a call at the Eric Stewart Group and we'll make the introduction. You can call us toll free, 800-900-9104. Again, that's 800-900-9104. And or you can send an email to pam@ericstewartgroup.com if you'd like to communicate directly. All right. Thanks, Pam. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. So just as a brief aside, if you're thinking of moving in the next year, two, or even 4 years, and you want to get a clear idea of how to approach that process, how to interview a realtor before you hire one, what improvements will make you money, plus get the contractors that we are preferred vendors, come visit us. This coming week, we will be at the Tysons Corner Marriott on the 12th, and we will be in North Bethesda on the 11th. And you can sign up for either day, and there are different time slots. And a couple of them may be full at this point, but just go in, try to register for the one you want, and we would love to see you. We'll have some light refreshments, some door prizes, and a lot of fun. Go to ericstewartgroup.com to register. That's ericstewartgroup.com. And for those of you who don't have a computer, don't worry. We will want your phone call. 1-800-900-9104 is the toll-free number. And there's a lady standing by who will take that call. 800-900-9104. Thanks again, Pam.
Thank you.
All right, so let's talk a bit about how you interview a realtor before you hire one. And I want to cover two questions that I often get, which is, why should I hire you? A week and a half ago, I was interviewed to become a broker, and I brought one of the new members of our team with us, a gentleman named Eric, also, but with a K. And as I sat there, the owner actually told me the names of the three other brokers that they were interviewing. Now, I don't know exactly why he actually told me. It doesn't happen very often that I'll be told in advance who I'm competing with. But that said, he said, so these are the people I'm interviewing. Why should I hire you instead of them? Now, the opportunity for you when you're inviting a real estate agent into your home and you're thinking about getting their services and for you to find out what makes them different, this is a particularly powerful question for you as a seller. And the opportunity is not only to see the positive things, the positive way that an agent handles that, but also to see how they talk about their competition. Because, in fact, you want someone who's really focused on what makes them outstanding, not on why somebody else is not good, right? And that's in this particular environment where you're interviewing an agent, you want to decide if they've got the right marketing strategy, how long they're going to sell, what is their history, what are the specific tools that they have that make them unusual. I sat with the seller and I said in response, wow, these are three great agents that you're interviewing who all have a different way and different strategy for approaching the sale of their real estate. I said, what makes us different and why we stand out among the competition as a comparison with the three agents you happen to be interviewing, and one of those happened to be within Long & Foster, but just does their business differently than I do. Because real estate agents are independent contractors. They're not employees of a real estate company. We are not employees. We independently operate our own businesses and decide what it is that we want to do in marketing and what we want to do in the dissemination and the communication and so on. So I said, we have a radio show, which tens of thousands of people listen to every Sunday. And through the show, I generate lots of interest and sell a lot of real estate. And that gives me a benefit for you as a potential seller. We've built our platform for marketing your real estate using all kinds of social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and so on. We're generating through social media changing the lure on the hook for our listings consistently. If you go to ericstewartgroup.com, take a look at a property called Marker Oaks. Marker Oaks. It's over on Harrington Drive in Potomac, Maryland. In fact, next week I'll have our clients, Mike and Harriet McManus, will join me to discuss this property and what makes it so special. That said, because of its specialness and because of the individual features that the property has, we decided to take a campaign where we highlighted a feature of the property on a consistent basis using social media. So we have a lot of people that follow us on Twitter and a lot of people that follow us on Facebook and so on, as well as we promote using these tools, as well as the radio, of course. That interest in a specific feature, like three waterfalls on Harrington Drive, we brought some of the video footage that we took of the waterfalls and highlighted that, and then that is something that attracts people to want to click to find more, right? If you focus on another part of the property and a view looking down at a stream, that might cause a different reaction. All of these are changing lures on a hook. I'll tell you a quick story. I went fishing about 8 or 9 years ago up on the Salmon River in New York. Now, I'm not a fisherman. I'll tell you, I hooked my fish on the side of the gills, probably. It was, you know, it was pretty pitiful. In fact, I had to chase my fish down the stream to catch them. So that's the kind of fisherman I am. But what I did find is the fish were biting differently one day for this kind of lure than they were the next day. And I thought that was an important lesson for me. I changed my lure sometimes 4 to 5 times to get the nibbles to catch the fish. We have to do the same in real estate. Finding the ways that an agent is different and what makes them special is a good open-ended question for you when you're interviewing realtors. Got it? All right. Hey, I got to take a quick break. More just ahead on today's Eric Stewart Show.